Good morning out there. How are you doing? Good morning. Monday morning. Here we are. It's packed lunch. Martin's here with you. And we've got a special guest in the show this afternoon. It's Paul Kenny. Say hi, Paul.
Hello.
Hey, nice one. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay.
Excellent. Paul Kenny's a part of the George Formby Appreciation Society. He's been doing all sorts for flying the flag for the ukuleles and the banjos out there, haven't you?
I have,
You've been on TV, radio.
Yeah.
Been on everything, haven't you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Everything.
That's just fabulous. Paul's just getting out his ukulele banjo. See, I said it right then. I got it right. See, cool. It's all good stuff. Anyway, Monday, packed lunch. We got Paul. He's been away. He's done all sorts of things. He's his last little adventure was down to London, weren't it? For the Queen's birthday bash. That's it. Put headphones on. You can hear yourself then.
Yes, it was down at London for the Queen's birthday bash. It was, yes.
And did you have fun?
Fantastic.
Okay. Hang on, come on, leave your case alone a minute and talk to the microphone. It can hear you better. There we go.
Oh yeah, fantastic. Just the experience of being picked was, I couldn't believe it. When the President's wife rang me up and said, how do you fancy going to London? I went, yeah, get me on it. And then she said, you're going to be playing inside Albert Hall. I went, are you joking? And I said, are you serious? He says, yeah, I'm deadly serious. She says, going to go and play for the Queen. I went, what? No way.
I bet that were nerve-wracking, weren't it? In front of all them people as well.
Yeah, just a bit.
I think I'd have been terrified.
Well, to be honest, I was absolutely a nervous wreck. But prior to going on, I was shaking like an absolute leaf.
I do remember watching it on I couldn't watch it on the night, but I watched it on the iPlayer.
Yeah.
And not that we're advertising any other stuff or anything like that.
No.
But I remember watching and seeing you on stage, and you did look a little bit scared.
I was.
Back end of it, you looked like you were having so much fun.
Well, I think the reason I look probably nervous as I did, it's because, I'd never been to London before in my life. I've never been, and it was a chance to go and see the capital, which I did. And then,
such a big place.
Yeah, and then to go and play inside it over Albert Hall.
Yeah.
It's just, don't seem real. But the thing that I was more nervous about is, I think what made me, people who saw my face thinking, this isn't the Paul that we always know, you know.
Yeah.
I'm so like, as you know, Martin, when I'm
lively,
like,
bubbly.
Yeah.
Talkative. Not.
Not. And then, see me like a bit out of my comfort, not comfort zone, but you know what I mean?
I get what you mean.
Subdued. People thinking, there's something wrong with Paul. Why is he not smiling and all this? And I get confident.
I can understand that, though.
Yeah, I know.
Such a big stage.
I know.
Such a, what's the word? Prestigious occasion.
I think it would just, because I was in awe, because as I said to my mum, I said, I've never been to London. I've always wanted to go, and I've never been to Albert Hall, which I've always wanted to see.
Yeah.
And then the next thing, I go and do two things in one. I do Albert Hall, play actually on that stage with Kylie Minogue, who is my idol.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just a dream come true, and I thought, God, I've stood on the same stage as Kylie. I just couldn't believe it. But the whole occasion, I think, and another reason why I think I was nervous as well is because I heard that crowd when Shaggy and Sting came off.
Yeah.
5,500 people. 2.3 billion watching around the world. It was, I'm thinking,
wow.
Oh my God. And then Zoe Ball came out to see us to say, I hope you all enjoy yourself, have a good time, you're only here once. I thought, yeah, but I didn't realise how nervous, my stomach was like turning over, my head was just, I just couldn't take it all in. And then Zoe came to me and said, Paul, why are you shaking? I said, I'm nervous. She says, what about? I said, she says, what, over the whole stage? I went, no, it's not so much the stage. It was that crowd. And another thing why I was nervous, so I had to stand on steps.
Yeah.
And prior to going on, one of our other members called Stuart Lowther, he actually heard them screwing them together.
Right.
The steps actually screwing them together because it was on wheels, but they were screwing them together as we was waiting at wings to go on.
Ooh.
And then I'm thinking, oh my God, I've got to stand on them. And I said, like, what happens if you're like,
Yeah, just wander apart. That'd be scary, wouldn't it?
It's not just wander apart, but they were like on wheels as well, so they could have moved. Yeah. If like it got a bit, you know, because it was all moving on stage, going in town with music, feeling it and that. And if they'd have just gone like with wheels, they could have just.
You could have ended up rolling off down into the crowd and everything, couldn't you?
But, it was just an amazing...
End up sitting on Queen's lap.
Yeah, and I actually did see Queen. I could see her from where I was stood. I could literally see the balcony. I could see it light on her.
Excellent.
It was just fantastic occasion. And everyone who's seen me said, oh, you've done this proud pub. Oh, dead proud of you and all this. And I thought, well, thanks very much.
Hey, no, you did a really good job. But, hey, you did it. I'll tell you what, I was jealous of you. What a fantastic occasion. What a great thing.
It was.
Such a celebration. Yeah. It was amazing, Paul.
And as I said to a lot of people, I don't think I'll ever do anything I don't think like that again in my life.
Well, you never know. You never know.
You know, you only get one chance to go and play. Or such an occasion like that. You just don't do that every day.
No.
Okay, for these rock stars, you're probably doing it every day. Yeah, but...
Yeah, but I know what you mean. Anyway, do you want to give any shout-outs?
Yeah, I want to have
some listeners.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Stephanie in Glossop, who is a mad football supporter. And she supports Glossop.
That's a shame. Put her in mind.
And Manchester United as well.
I hope she's supporting England at the minute.
Oh, she did. She supported England.
That's
all
right.
Yeah. And I want to give a shout out to all my football fan crew at Bamber Bridge Football Club. And I've got a load of other people I want to shout out to. So if you're all listening, mates, I hope you're going to do me proud today and listen, because I'll need it.
You don't need it.
Oh, and I want to just say, my mum's listening at home, back at home, my mum Elaine.
Hiya, mum.
And she's having a listen, so she'll probably give me a third degree when I get home.
Hey, we better say a thank you to your dad as well.
Oh, and my dad's here as well, but he's not in the studio today.
Thanks, Tony, for being taxi.
Yeah, and he's not here in the studio. He's actually downstairs with Martin's wife, Louise, talking in the canteen.
Having a brew, eh?
Having a cup of tea or a coffee.
They make a good brew down there.
I do, you're right.
Anyway, Paul, he's going to play for us now, aren't you?
I am.
Are you ready?
I am.
He's got a couple of songs lining up for you. We're going to have a bit of a fiddle with this one.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, there we go. We can hear that, can't we?
So do you want me to explain this song?
All yours.
Well, this You Can Play It On is, for people in Just Robin Society, you know, John Beavis was my good friend, my late friend who died. And when he died, he left me this uke. And the song I'm going to play is very poignant because this is a song he always played on this uke, and it's called I Blew a Little Blast on the Whistle. So I hope you're listening, John, from somewhere up there. Now when I was a boy, me mother's pride and joy, she gave me a whistle, this is it. No matter where I go, band of hope or picture show, me little whistle always makes a hit. It's been about to me, it's as easy as can be, and to blow it doesn't use a penny whistle. A lady came to tea, and when she smiled at me, well I blew a little blast on me whistle.
Round of applause there, Paul. Well done. That were fabulous. Hey, we're liking that one.
Yeah.
Have you any more? Do you want to do another?
Yeah, go on. I'll do one of the famous ones because everyone knows that's one of the lesser known ones of George Swanby, but everyone seems to know George for Blackpool Rock, Cleaning Windows, Lamp Posts, Anti Maggie, Sergeant Major, Flannelette, Chinese Laundry Blues. I might do a Mr. Wu song. And this is actually out of the film called Let George Do It, where he plays Mr. Wu's the winter cleaner now. Mr. Wu no longer has a laundry. Sad to say the business was a flop. He shouted, what a hope, as he chewed a bar of soap and then put up the shutters on the shop. Said Mr. Wu, what shall I do? I'm Mr. Wu's window cleaner now. the laundry you didn't pay. Now there's no clean collars down Limehouse Way. When he goes out working into a sea of roses, polishing the windows with worn-out ladies' blouses, he wears a pair of carrying extra savvy Sunday trousers, 'cause Mr. Wu's a window cleaner now. Now little Chinese wifey, each day he's getting madder, tearing her silk stockings, her husband makes her sadder. All day long he wants to keep on running up a ladder, 'cause Mr. Wu's a window cleaner now. Enjoy that, mother. Do I get the job?
Of course you do. Of course you do. Are you going to play us out?
Yeah.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. Paul's going to play us out with a little song of three.
Yeah.
Which one are we doing?
I am going to do the one that we did at the Royal Albert Hall, which is When I'm Cleaning Windows.
But before you do that, can you do me shout out?
Yeah.
Just say something like, hey, this is Paul Kenny.
Right, this is Paul Kenny on Health and Radio. So if anybody out there in the wonderful world of the UK or abroad, get tuning into the Health and Radio at healthandisit.com.
Healthandradio.co.uk.
Well, Martin's just said it, so if you tune into that, Monday to Saturday.
Thank you very much, everybody who's been listening today. Yeah. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Keep on tuning in, outfromradio.co.uk. We've got a Just Giving page up there if you've appreciated us. Give us a quid. You know, chuck it in. Every bit helps us keep going, because we are a voluntary station. Nobody here gets paid. It's all done for the love of it.
It is.
So, like Paul playing, away we go. Take it away, Maestro.
Now I go cleaning windows to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be. You could see what I could see when I'm cleaning windows. Honeymoon and couples too. You should see them bill and queue. You'd be surprised at things they do when I'm cleaning windows. In my profession I work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Oh, the blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he is doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine when I'm cleaning windows. Cleaning windows.